This is your Be Moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know that avoiding confrontation isn't always right. Previously, we've talked about using our words to speak into another's destiny. Most often, we'll see these words as very positive words of encouragement. Conversely, confrontation involves using a more matter-of-fact tone, which may be uncomfortable for most, but it may be the most effective way to reach a loved one who has gone astray. This is surely the approach that the prophet Nathan used with King David. David was someone who Nathan loved and respected, so he was certainly in David's corner. But when David sinned greatly, Nathan chose to call him on it. David slept with another man's wife, conceived a child with her, and then had that man killed. David's actions crossed so many lines, and he was so far gone that Nathan knew the most effective recourse would be to confront David, and so he did. David responded with humility and acknowledged his wrongdoing. In other words, he did not hold it against Nathan, which is what most of us fear. Personally, I am inclined to keep the peace and resist confrontation, or I will look for a situation to escalate a little more before I have the guts to confront someone. Who do you need to confront today? Remember these words as you think about that. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, that is Christ. Ephesians 4:15. Share today's message, follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings, and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, pray and then confront.